G'day everyone, welcome back to February, isn't it? Like I've mentioned before, I'm in Berlin, and I went to a bit of a gathering today of some people who are at the cutting edge of designing some of the interfaces that you people are using on your smart devices. And I learnt from them that there's some pretty cool stuff coming down the pike. But what I also discovered is, and a lot of them are at university, you know, university students, postgraduates and the like, and for an old fella as I am, I was a little bit surprised to discover some relatively conservative ideals. They're falling into the same trap as my generation. I think we keep repeating the same lessons generation after generation, don't we? They are saying that certain things can't be done because, they go into long discussions. Basically, what they're talking about is heritage, and they're not thinking broad enough. Now, for an old fellow, like I said, I sort of come down to the fundamentals that this whole internet thing is all about getting information out and getting information in, and however we do that is quite irrelevant. And the devices we use and the way they work, they're just the interface between those two things, but between us and those things. And they're sort of going on about how important all the interfaces are. And yes, they are important just for getting that information, but if we come up with something better, flick the interface and just move on to the next level. It's amazing how people are resilient and want to stick with the old paradigms a little bit. I hear people of my generation and older lamenting the loss of technology, and as someone who has lost 3.5 careers because of technology, I say, well, get over it, because the only alternative is to be a Luddite and try and fight against the system, and you're not going to win, so get over it. And that's where I'm coming from. So again, it was interesting to meet some new people, and again, I learnt something new. And it's too hard to explain here on an audio boo, but I'm going to see if, as my projects develop, if I might incorporate it. Let's just say, you know what 2D is? You know what 3D is? Well, how about 2.5D? It's an interesting idea. Maybe that's the world we actually live in, 2.5D rather than 3D. So, yes, as I keep saying, another cold day. And on the cold day thing, it's interesting to watch the Berliners, because I have no understanding of cold and extreme, you know, I call this extreme cold, I don't know what to expect. So I go, yeah, it's cold, but is this really cold, or is this just cold, or is this just a little bit cool? I don't really know. But I look around me, I look at the Berliners all hunkered down and with their coats on and their scarves and, you know, grimaces on their faces, and I'm sort of going, you know, they're struggling. It must be really cold for them. But because I don't know whether this is supposed to be cold or not, I'm just sort of going, yeah, I'm cold. Oh, well, yeah, deal with it, Ian. And I am. And in doing so, I'm reveling in it. I'm reveling in being as cold as I am. Anyway, I hope you liked that little bit of audio of the train at the beginning. I thought I'd give you that as a bit of a special treat. Catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.